Well, it's Monday, January 11th, and I thought I'd do a quick update on variants. The four that had been exported from Brazil to Japan had received quite a bit of attention, and being discussed as a new variant. As I had said yesterday, I thought it was more a recombinant of the 501V2 because the three receptor binding domains were the same at position 417, 484, and 501. And I did get a comment back noting that the 417 change was actually different between the two, that the South African or 501.V2 was a asparagine or N, whereas the Brazilian was a threonine or a T. And I went back and checked, and that is correct. And then I looked to see how common the change of K417T was, and in the entire database, which is now at 350,000 sequences at GSAID, these are all SARS-CoV-2. There were only four that had that change, and they were the four from Brazil. So, I mean, they were family; they were expected to be the same. But no other sequence has K417T. So that makes it a little bit different that the three changes aren't identical, although they're at the same position in the receptor binding domain. And so I'm rethinking that as to whether one is just a recombinant of the other. And while looking at some other sequences, it kind of depends on what the definition is. If you don't need the deletions, and the two that are of interest both have three amino acids deleted in the spike gene, if you drop that requirement and just look for ones that have the N501Y change, then there's a new variant that's in Europe, and it's in multiple European countries, not in huge numbers, but you could make an argument that that variant is important. Also, the change at 501 seems to be one of the chief drivers of the higher viral load. Is not entirely clear, but that is shared between the two that are of interest. And so there are other sequences out there with N501Y that have quite a few changes in the spike protein, like about six other changes. And this one isn't even the G clade. It's actually the S clade. So I'll be looking at these sequences a little bit more closely. The numbers of sequences are going up dramatically. Today, the CDC released the sequences that were identified with the S dropout screenings. And so they did release the sequences from Florida, and they did confirm that those were generated by the Helix Illumina. And they did have numbers that matched their map. There were they released, I believe, 21 additional sequences. They also released the sequences from California. And I don't even have the exact number. I think it was 31 now. That may be the total. I think they released 31 today. And they released the Georgia sequence. They released the Pennsylvania sequence. The Pennsylvania sequence has some things in common with this new variant that I mentioned in Europe. So there seems to be a fair amount of overlap back and forth. I believe that this is due in part to recombination and is swapping these elements back and forth. And in addition, the Minnesota Department of Health announced 5 new variants in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. And 4 of those sequences were released by the CDC today also. Other sequences indicating that there were collaborations between the CDC and other labs doing the dropout testing. A series was released from Rhode Island that all had the deletion at position 69 and 70, but these were not sequences that had the receptor binding domain changes that have been seen in the 2 known variants. And but there was one that had the deletion in NSP6. It had the identical deletion. So that is probably another variant in the making. And as researchers crank up the volume on the sequences, I think the number of variants beyond the UK and the South African versions will become very apparent very soon.